4CM, mobile.
JK4NXE.
Are you?
What are you doing? How'd your weekend go?
Too bad, didn't get a whole lot accomplished since I worked Saturday, but other than that, it wasn't bad. Now I get to drive to work in the rain. How about you?
Driving to work in the rain as well. Saturday, you know, I've got these piles and piles of logs along the drive. Of course, my drive's about a quarter mile long. But Tim came up, and we made some pretty good progress on those. We got them all cut up, and then I think we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving on Friday instead of Thursday. I think I'm going to do some hunting. Tim and I are going to do some hunting on Thursday. And then Friday after dinner, we're going to do some wood split.
A lot of fun right there doing some wood split. But I hope I can get in the woods this weekend as well. I don't know. I'm going to spend $50 to go in the woods for a day or two, but still might be worth it.
I thoroughly enjoy going out camping and stuff.
Speaking of the woods, it'd be nice to at least go maybe Friday. I think Saturday I got the wife's family, so I probably won't go that day unless I go in the morning.
Well, I hope it works out for you. You ain't gonna believe it. I'm destinating. I hate that. Wish I could talk to you a little bit longer, but glad I got to chat with you. I've got to get, some will say 73s to you. You have a good day and a safe day, and hopefully you'll have a sense of accomplishment when it's all done. That's what I aim for. Don't always happen. That's what I aim for. Have a good one, and 73s. KK4NXC, be clear on your final.
73 to you, and I guess you're taking tomorrow off. Maybe we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Otherwise, maybe sometime this weekend. We'll see. But you have a good one. Have fun at work today, and hopefully we'll talk to you another morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
For TFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
How you doing, Andrew, on this fine, rainy Monday?
I'm running a little behind this morning, I guess. I better be all right. I ain't got a few more Monday morning or a few more, a month left of meetings before I go to my new job, so we'll see.
You're really looking forward to it.
Everybody says it's so much better, but I don't know. Yeah, 22 years in one area, it's kind of hard to leave.
Yeah.
On the 80 meters last night, him and, oh, I forgot his call sign. Bill, he's on here.
WHM, I think it ends in, right?
It was, but, yeah, we, they were on talking, so I jumped on and was talking to them a little bit. See if we can do it. And then he tried the single sideband net. He said they were really quiet.
At 15.
I thought it was good practice because, you know, there's several nets and people that talk around that area. So you have to kind of, you can't just put your filter right in the middle. You got to kind of shift it one way or the other to help tune out the other stations beside it. I always thought it was good practice just to even participate or listen.
I do, especially like during a contest when, you know, somebody's at 39.15 and somebody else at 39.16, and I count it as a big accomplishment when I can get both of them.
Hey, they're doing Winter Field Day again this year in January.
So the traffic on 39.15 was what, light? There wasn't many people there, you just couldn't hear.
Controller, he was having issues hearing, but, I mean, they move around every day, so it'll be somebody different today. I thought we might want to try again and see if he can get in or hear them.
And the net controllers out of Greenville, man, I struggle on that one. But then, you know, the guy down at the beach and then the guy down in Lexington, I can hear them perfect. There's another net right after that one. It's a North Carolina net, but I don't remember the frequency because there's somebody that calls the net or something does that net also.
I'd like to find out. We're fairly close together because I don't always. Like last night, about the time I got done with supper, they were wrapping up the South Carolina single sideband net.
South Carolina one starts at 7. I think this other one starts at 7:30.
If you find out what it is, let me know.
I don't think it's. I think it's in a 3920 something, or maybe 3930 something. Because I think it's more on the eastern side of North Carolina.
Yeah, well, shoot, we need to get ahead on 80 meters one evening.
We've been staying up, he said, till midnight, and then sleeping from midnight till 8. All
right, he needs to join us in the evening. But they don't have a net on in the evenings, and just have a little round table.
Patrick needs to practice with Parks on the Air. Maybe I'll be able to get on this weekend, and I'll do like I do with Ed. You know, we text each other, and then we see who can be the first to get that operator.
When I was telling him about that last night, just trying to do some Parks on the Air, he was trying to get his digital mode set up. I was telling him about doing the WinLink Wednesdays, where you send the email over WinLink to check into the net, and he was trying to see if he could figure that one out, just getting this radio set up.
Never done anything like that. I'd have to get somebody to show me exactly how.
Trying to get these radios set up for the digital modes, which is the 7300, you know, once you kind of get it set, and I think his radio is a lot similar, like the 991. It only has one cable, that's all you need, so. Because it's got the internal sound card and everything, so it works fine just with one cable. And that's one thing I like to say I enjoy about it. You don't have to use a sound link or anything else.
If mine's capable of hooking up to a computer.
Because if it had the right connections, that's just the thing that has to take time to figure out is how do you hook it up. But I was telling him, I enjoy the WinLink because, you know, if for whatever reason communications went down, you can still send an email to somebody. But depending on where they're at, they might be in the same boat, but even still.
The Morse code or the CW over your computer?
I always kind of felt like it was cheating a little bit. Like, you know, if I couldn't learn it, you know, I've done it to try to decode, but most of it just falls very short because unfortunately humans don't have perfect timing, so it'll decode some of it depending on how good they are. But I guarantee you, like, trying to decode somebody like me is not going to do very well.
Computer to computer does real good, but computer to human it lacks a little bit.
I agree with that one a lot. And like I said, I've tried to do it to decode or to kind of, if I see a Morse code, I would have it running in the background so I can see if I didn't pick anything up or there was a word or a number that I missed. But majority of the time, it doesn't have decode unless they're just really, really good at sending.
Too bad. Let's see. Friday night, we went down, went down to Anderson to give the granddaughter her birthday gift because we weren't going to be able to make it there on Saturday. And so I got to check into the net on Friday night. Then, let's see, Saturday, not too much on Saturday. Let's see, I helped my neighbor put on a cap on his chimney. Had to do that. And then guy came over to talk about floor tile and floor choices and that because we're going to be remodeling the house. And then Sunday I had to go help the other neighbor cut down a tree, so I went and did that. I tried to rest a little bit yesterday.
weekend.
Any of my projects done, but I helped other people. I guess that counts.
Shoot, I didn't do nothing but go to work, and we did the campfire with my sister and brother-in-law Saturday night. I ended up, I checked into this net on Saturday night. That was about all I did all weekend. I was working on my little weather station trying to get that done, but I thought I had it. My little Raspberry Pi just not working. I don't know. I'm doing something wrong. It ran for a while, and then it just quit getting the information from my AccuRite sensor outside.
Send it to the computer?
The ones that will send it to the, little display inside the house, and then you can get it to send it to Weather Underground. But my problem is every 3 to 4 months, for whatever reason, it just completely loses connection to Weather Underground. And that's not important, but at the same time, I like to be able to, if I'm away from home, I can check the weather, or I can look at the temperature or whatnot, and I can't do that when that link's down.
Yeah, and they could be sending it an update, and it just was kicking it off.
Can't figure it out. So what I tried to do was use my Raspberry Pi and my little SDR card. It's the little radio receiver that plugs into the computer. And I tried to program the two so it'll intercept the signals coming from the AccuRite and then convert it over into the weather stuff. And I had it running Saturday night to Sunday. And then sometime Sunday evening, it just quit working.
Went to sleep.
It's getting on my nerves. I've worked on it about 4 or 5 days. I'm about to just give up on it.
There in Anderson on Friday, the son gives my wife one of them little puzzle toys. It's like two things that are hooked together, and you got to try to twist them and turn them to get them undone. And I got it undone, but I'll be dogged if I can get it back together.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Like stuff like that, so we were looking at different things to get him like that for Christmas. And they got some, have you ever seen these puzzle locks?
Maybe, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, so it's like a padlock, and you got to figure out how to get it open and that. It's like, turn this here, push this, pull that, hold this while you're doing this and everything to get it to open. It was one lock. That sucker was $1,500.
For a puzzle?
It took the guy about almost 3 hours to get it.
I'd never thought you'd have a puzzle that's $1,500, but I can't even imagine.
Testing ones out there. This one, it had a key that came with it, and there's no visible key spot on the whole darn thing.
Still that amount of money, I'm sure you're paying for the work that goes into it, but man.
So apparently the manufacturer only makes so many, and then he lets you know when they're ready, and then you send an email, and then that gets you in the drawing for a chance to get one.
And at least you got a kind of a, not a one-of-a-kind lot, but at least a limited run of it.
And on Amazon, that are pretty interesting for about $40, not too bad.
I stick to solving a Rubik's Cube, come out a whole lot cheaper.
Oh man, they had a Rubik's Cube, and this thing must have been, it was like a sphere, and it must have had, 20 sides on it.
Seriously, my wife was trying to find something for my son, because he got to where he wanted to solve a Rubik's Cube, so I helped him out with it, learning the algorithms and what you need to know, and she's wanting to get him like a cube, but has more sides, and then they got one that looks like a triangle, but it's not really made by Rubik's Cube. That's the downside. So I don't know how well it's built.
It's puzzle locks. There's one that I kind of liked. It's a lock, and it's heavy duty. This thing weighs about a pound, and it's got three keys, and there again, no visible key spot for it.
Yeah, it might be an interesting idea for it. I'll have to look and see if I can find one of those for a decent price.
I think that one's about $40. Yeah, just look up Google Puzzle Locks, and there's a whole slew of them out there. There's even a little box that's got bands of letters on it, and then you got to get the letters in the right configuration to get the box open.
Let's see what I can find.
4HKX. Morning, gentlemen.
Mr. General, KN4TFW.
I caught that. How are you doing this morning?
Hell, did we just lose Andrew?
Yeah, I was just trying to pack my stuff up to get ready to head inside. I don't want to go.
Trying to go on back home?
Wish I could do it. I just got to work 3 days, though. I just got to get through 3 days.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
Yeah. Patrick, you get your radio set up, or you make any progress?
Not really. Had to stop and go help the wife with some Christmas stuff, so had to go do that. I'll worry about it some more tonight.
Yes.
Look forward to be in that doghouse.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Audio set up. That ain't the kind of doghouse you want to get in for that.
She's been pretty good about it. She went and sat in the car while I took my general test, so that I could take her Christmas shopping the rest of the day. And then we've just been trying to do some Christmas shopping for the angel tree at the school where she works.
Started. I got to figure out what I'm going to get for my boys.
Much, it's slim pickings out there this year.
That's going to be the downside. I mean, hopefully I get some stuff off Amazon. And then for selling popcorn for the Boy Scouts, they ended up they got a $40 Amazon gift card. Now it's burning a hole in their pocket. So they're wanting stuff off their wish list, and we're trying to tell them to wait till after Christmas, and they are not wanting to listen to that.
I was at that age. Money? Oh, gosh, I got to spend this. I got to get me something new.
All right, gentlemen, I think I'm going to start my walk in, so y'all have a good one. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a safe trip into work, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, have a good day, and try to make the best of it. KO4HKX.
73, Andrew, stay dry, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. Yeah.
I didn't do a whole lot with it, Ken. I talked to Bill and Andrew, and that was about it. And then I listened a little bit to a couple of the Nets. But the South Carolina single sideband net, there was somebody interfering with it for me that was just a couple of kilohertz off, and they weren't using their band spacing. And you couldn't hardly hear them at all.
Guys that hang at 3913, and that it messes up sometimes. And then when the controller's out of Greenville, man, I really struggle on that one.
I don't know where he was at last night, but he was close by. He would come in strong when they weren't talking, but as soon as they keyed up, that's all I could hear is just distorted speech, and it was hard to listen to.
All them filters are for, right?
Yeah, I tried filtering it out and using a notch and all that stuff. I couldn't get it. It's still there. I mean, it's just like they were too close.
So maybe major contest going on, and then there's somebody at 39:15 and somebody at 39:16 and somebody at 39:17. Man, it makes it interesting.
Really tough for me to hear what they're saying and pick them out, because I don't do well in background noise. You turn a fan on or something with a constant hum, and I can't hardly hear you at all. I do not.
Oh man, I'll tell you, like with my headphones on, it's like night and day.
Have to try that then.
And the cheap ones that we take to the NASCAR races that'll plug in there, and I mean, it makes a huge difference. You can't imagine how much of a difference.
Okay, I'll have to give that a try. I've got some headphones I think I can make work. My shooting headphones, I've got a jack where I can plug them in.
Work real good then.
Did you get into this weekend?
Andrew, they said put a chimney cap on for one neighbor and cut a tree down for another neighbor, and went ahead and Susan sent me to the store to buy a turkey, and we went to Anderson there on Friday night. What else did I do? I can't think of everything else I did.
Surprised to hear you check into the net Friday night. Now that Ed's not getting up so early and staying up all night, he can check into the net. At least I can get to hear him and talk to him a little bit.
He would be able to. And that, he should be able to make it.
I can talk to him on HF. We can meet over there somewhere and talk of an afternoon or something.
Far enough away, you might catch that, depending on what band you're on.
I was talking to Andrew last night on 80 meters on, I had the radio set at 50 watts, and they weren't having any trouble hearing me. And I was talking to him and Bill out of Hartwell, Georgia.
I'd have to get on and do like Ed and I used to do on Saturdays with like Parks on the Air, or if there's a contest going on, and we'd text each other and tell each other where somebody was at, and then see who could be the first one to get them. And usually what happened is you heard the operator call out your partner's call sign, but we couldn't hear each other.
I have to give it a try and see if you and I can communicate. Like I said, I know I can talk to Andrew, but he's a little further down, I believe.
I have to try it. I know my radio is real good on 40. 40 and 20. It works good on 80 too. And that, but for whatever reason, it seems like that particular radio is real good on 40.
Depends on if 40 will make that bounce right or not.
So you haven't listened on HF where like there's somebody calling for a contest or Parks on the Air, right?
No, I have not.
Or how did the person you're trying to contact ever picked out a call sign? Because they're, he'll call, QRZ and there'll be 20 people key up at the same time, and somehow he'll pick one out. And there's a lady that does Parks on the Air, I believe her name's Carrie. And she can pick out three or four from that at the same time.
What I'm gathering, if you and I key up on HF on the same time, it don't do like it does on the 2 meter here, where it just mutes the other one, or garble transmission. You can still hear everybody talk. Just which one you can pick out and make out.
Exactly right. And it'll be like, just imagine 20 people saying the same thing at the same time, and that you got to pick one out.
Catch myself waiting for the squelch tail to make sure everybody's clear off the channel too.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen, I don't believe.
No, it doesn't. I just catch myself waiting for it, and then I gotta remember, I don't have to wait for that.
I'm trying to contact some operators, and they told me this when I was doing it, listen to the operator and and wait till he calls for people to call. Sometimes people jump in there when he's just finishing up a conversation and stuff like that. And some of them operators, if you do that, they'll never call on you.
The pile of work.
Get your first country in there.
Play around right here in the U.S. first and learn how to do it all, and then I'll jump out there. Hopefully it won't be too long, but my plan is next week to just sit down, sit down and spend some time with the radio over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, just let me know. Susan's got to work, so, you know, I'll be able to jump on. And do you have one of those, like a world map that has all the prefixes on it?
Have one that came with my Yaesu radio. I haven't opened it up to see yet. I don't have a place to put it up on the wall in front of me, so that's why I haven't opened it up.
In the wall in front of me, and then I have my right underneath it. I have the the band plan and that, so I can make sure I'm staying where I'm supposed to be. But you know, when you hear him call out the letters, you can look it up and see where he's from.
Like I said, all that I got to work on now, getting all that set up for it, and just learning how to do it all. But we're working on it.
Type it in QRZ, and it'll tell you where he's from.
Not time to hop over to the other frequency unless you're about at the gate.
And you got another couple more minutes. Go ahead and jump over there.